Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The breaking news, stay at home. That is the order tonight from four state governors.
You absolutely must stay at home.
You must stay at home.
All gatherings are canceled until further notice.
I have issued an executive order. It's not a suggestion. It's an order.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail.
This means no weddings, in-person services, or even parties.
The time for educating people into compliance is over.
I'm using my power as governor under an emergency declaration to order you to close.
Quarantine will be mandatory.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
Those few bad actors will be identified, and the Tampa Police Department will handle it.
We're watching you, and we are going to take decisive action.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful, and I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute, because I've had chills since last night. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, everything that's in the other documents, but this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and force vaccines and the hell we're already living in that's just going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. It's scary.
One thing the NFL really plans to do this year is take as many precautions as possible just to keep everybody safe. And that starts with the vast majority of teams deciding already that there will be no fans at all allowed inside the stadium for the games. And every single player in the league has been given a smart tag tracking device to help them keep their distance off the field and for contact tracing should it become necessary.
You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore.
Players are not excited about this kind of idea of no fans.
Yes, but they may have to get used to it.
But all around the country, there will be empty stadiums and masks on the sidelines. No fans will be allowed in.
I can't imagine, Howie, playing in the NFL this day and time with no fans there. I honestly can't even conceive that.
You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time.
Don't get the vaccine, you can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine, you should, can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine, can't go to work.
Because everybody in the establishment will still kind of halfway listen now and go, well, he's been right about everything else. Maybe we should look into this. Look, you'll believe it if they release it. So just remember this transmission then.
The Orange County Coroner's Office is investigating the death of a woman who passed away several days after getting her second Moderna vaccine.
She died after suffering blood clots just over a week after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Her 58-year-old mother died less than an hour after receiving the Pfizer vaccine.
My little sister just died. Her first dose.
And in Orange County, an x-ray technician has died after getting his second dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
His dad died 4 days after getting his second shot of Pfizer vaccine.
I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm and I am taking the infusion.
You really need to get vaccinated.
Don't resist when they release the bioweapon. Submit and die with pleasure.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
You've got it. You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You got it. You got it.
We see the earth now.
You got it. You got it.
InfoWars and your host Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today. It's Thursday, February 16th, 2023. I'll be here live for the next 4 hours ahead of Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central today on the InfoWars radio TV / web network. You know, last night, after my daughter went to sleep, I did a couple hours research there on my desktop. And without even looking, I saw Elon Musk and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson, and then all these world leaders as well, both those promoting it and those saying it was bad, just talking about world government and the new world order and how the private corporations are running things and want to take control of our bodies and lives, and how we've got to form an opposition against it. And just like that, all the pre-programming, all the brainwashing, all the lies, saying never talk about a world government, never talk about its agenda, all the intimidation of decades and decades and decades failed. And at the World Government Summit that ended just 2 days ago, Elon Musk beamed into the event and said, I'm against your world government and it's dangerous and will collapse the planet, which is its plan to take control. A new feudalism, the technocracy on its ashes. And so it's an amazing moment here. And how many times have longtime listeners or regular listeners heard me say, my mission, my primary mission that I started out with 28 years ago will be complete when we at least have the world government out in the open and there's major opposition against it, and it's normalized to realize it exists and to stand against it because its goals are bad for humanity. When I say bad, that's an understatement. And so I'm not obsolete. I'm not vestigial. I've not been made irrelevant yet. But that's my goal. That my understanding and my knowledge that many other great men and women before me understood before I was born, but was only known by a tiny 0.1% of people in America and a few other countries, that would be mainlined so the whole New World Order project would have to face resistance. And so I want to just sit back here today for all the listeners and all the viewers and all the activists and the crew and our sponsors and those that have made this broadcast possible and all the amazing guests. And I want us just to pause for a moment. In fact, I forgot to tell the crew to do this. Will you guys pull up some video or audio of standing ovation or a crowd applauding? Maybe that short clip before they cut my voice in with
operatic singing. It's like 30 seconds long. Cue that up in a moment. I want to play it as a salute to everybody. Or maybe we should have a 21-gun salute. But they can't get this project through if, when it launches, the public, a large portion of the public, knows what it is and what its evil aims are. And so all of you get the credit. And yes, I've gone through a lot of pain and a lot of suffering, but it's been well worth it because the taste of victory is so sweet to get to this point, and we have achieved our primary mission. We have achieved the primary mission that was literally laid on my heart by God when I was 18 years old, when God touched my heart and the Holy Spirit reproved me to stop what I was doing and to stand up against evil. And I accepted that and repented. And then the gates of knowledge were opened. And then about 4 years later, after I've been on air only about a year, I've told the story 100 times probably, after my Access TV show, I went and got a chicken fried steak, got a beer, maybe it was iced tea, I don't remember. And the restaurant was basically empty about 9 o'clock at night. And God said, now I'm going to give you the blueprint for victory. And it was incredible. It was hard to digest. It was so complex. But it was like knowledge was just being poured in, and the gates were open to knowledge in the next level. And I saw basically everything that was coming and what my mission was and what was going to then unfold if I had the courage to face what was going to happen in the end. Because history repeats itself. It doesn't just rhyme. And anybody knows that somebody that comes out of the wilderness at a major time of change, who is the fire starter that triggers the next wave that defeats the evil, you know what happens to those people. And God said, you're going to be attacked. You're going to be absolutely, in the end, destroyed. But you are going to launch the modern resistance. And you're going to see leaders appear that are going to take humanity out of the darkness. And you are going to be the main impetus that triggers that. And I've been telling you that for that story for more than 15 years. And I just share these private moments with you. And I share the total truth of it. I was a whoremonger. I mean, I just could not stay away from women. And, you know, there's, I'm sure, worse sins. But that's what I dedicated my time to, was dating as many women as I could. And the byproduct of that was abortion. And God just hit me like Saul on the road to Damascus with a thunderbolt. That's how I'd really describe it. I didn't get knocked off a horse. I didn't see bright light. But it was like nightmares, you name it. You better stop. What you're doing is wrong. Don't ever kill children again. Those are my children. You'll be damned to hell if you can. I mean, it was just like, what is this? Night after night, till I said, God, I'm sorry. I won't do this anymore. And then I went on my mission. And just 4 years later, I got the download. And I talked about this about a month and a half ago, that I got another big download, even bigger than that one. And I just can't even, it takes time to even understand this or decipher it. And so that's why I've been taking some time off and things, because I've just got to spend sometimes hours a day praying and trying to get sanctified and close to God to even understand this knowledge. And when I finally get in the quiet place, the Most High that King David talked about, then I can understand it, because it's so powerful. It's God. And to be in that presence, not just the Holy Spirit, the comforter for spiritual babies, to love us and care about us and feel God's love, but it's the next level. It's the war. And it's deadly serious. And so I've been processing that and going through that. And the enemy knows that's happening. They have spiritual eyes to see. They're given to them by their father, the devil. And they know what's happened to me. And this whole family that is InfoWars is something very, very special. And so I'm going to really do my best to not just cover the past or the present, but tell you what's coming in the future. And this human mind has real trouble deciphering the things of the spirit that are so much more advanced, so much more complex, so much more deep and long and eternal and timeless. And you get into that zone and it's total completion and total confidence. And it's hard to leave that zone and then come back into this zone and then contend with what you see going on around you. Especially when you still have your flesh. That's like a big ball and chain around your leg. You're still a sinner. Still have all those things in you of a fallen creature, but you're on the top of the mountain staring into infinity and God's eyes. It's quite the paradox. I only wish our enemies could taste God's knowledge, and they would never serve Satan. We'll be right back with all the news and more on this powerful Thursday broadcast as we go in, through, and beyond.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And everybody that exposed the world government's plans ahead of their launch, and now their program is in deep trouble, and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab are running scared. They haven't won the war, but now humanity's awake and we're winning battles. The enemy will strike back, though, so get ready.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So we are inspired by the creator of the universe and beyond. We were created by that all-powerful, all-knowing, eternal entity. But there are lesser entities hell-bent on controlling humanity. And in the year 2023, the world awakened to the criminal, murderous, transhumanist, satanic, pedophile-run globalist system. What a victory that they are now trying to hide it in plain view after denying their plan the entire time. And whether Elon Musk is good or bad, or in between, he knows the ship of world government is sinking, and at their own event told them they are wrong and what they're doing is dangerous and anti-human. He then went on to challenge world leaders to stop being puppets and reading a global script, and to go on Twitter and to go on other sites and actually talk to the people and get in there with the people and be real. And that would empower them and humanity. That is a big, big deal. So I salute you all. We did it with God's help. God did it. They'll bring in their full system soon, though, and then they'll be defeated by God. They win in the third quarter. We win in the fourth quarter. But we're now over the top entering the third quarter. They lose, though. Make no mistake about that, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about that. Woo! Ha, ha, ha! 28 years standing on greater people's shoulders, but the mission of InfoWars is legendary now. And all of you don't just get participation trophies, because your participation was the victory. Whether you told 10 people or 1,000 or 1,000,000, whether you stood up to evil once or 100 times, whether you were doing the right thing just a few times or only some of the time, if you did the best job you could in front of God, you're the reason the world is awakening, and I salute you. You know, I had some guests scheduled today, but I went ahead and canceled them because I want to take calls. And yesterday I said there's two topics I want to hear from you on: the war, World War III, how to stop it, and they were amazing calls. But I said also, what do you make of them admitting world government now, and then it wants to take over your body and run your life for your own good? What do you make of that being out in the open? And how they admit their world government's in trouble. But how they admit to give us this utopia they've got planned for us that we see as a dystopian nightmare. They've got to censor us and surveil us and control us. And as you all know, Harari said, take some of us away so the government can help us get better in re-education camps. And they've built the re-education camps under the guise of the FEMA centers, all under UN auspices. So, yes, we're in very dark territory, but it's in that darkness that people learn to love the light and begin to look around them and get out of their stupor, out of their learned helplessness, and realize that resistance is victory. So I want to open the phones up, coming up relatively early. I'm going to get the calls by the end of the hour. But I want to just hit some of the news we're going to intersperse during the broadcast today and breaking news as it comes in. But this is really important. And I've got 6-7 clips here from the World Government Summit we haven't gotten to yet. But I really think a clip of this magnitude should be aired 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row, 10 days in a row, 100 days in a row. Guys, get Elon Musk from 2 days ago beaming into the World Government Summit in Dubai, where he says, you're wrong, and you're endangering humanity, and you're going to cause a global collapse, which is actually their plan. And he knows that, but he's being diplomatic. And again, no matter what you think of him, to go to their event and to tell them this is explosive. And then you got Joe Rogan coming out, and there's a new world order that wants to enslave you and wants to take over your body and wants to make you eat bugs. And now suddenly almost all the other commentators that are popular are saying that because they know that's where the audience is. And I've known Joe 25 years. Joe knew about this back when I did. He's just as smart as I am. So I've been irritated with him at times. But now Joe, who's a very calculated person, very smart, now his shows are like Alex Jones. You know, I told you about 2 years ago when he was going to move to Austin, before it was announced, I said, Joe Rogan's about to get hardcore. And he did for a while and kind of pulled back to assess it. And then now he's decided to go full on, and it's going to be spectacular. And again, Joe Rogan is just a bellwether in this, a weather vane, a gauge, a sensor. And when you look at all the other big commentators, I mean, almost all of them now coming out against the New World Order, a lot of Democrats coming out against the shot, coming out against lockdown, saying they didn't know, they were wrong. They're rats leaving a sinking ship. And I'm not saying Joe's one of those because he hasn't been in bed with them. He just kind of knew what was going on, but rode the fence like a surfer. But now he's no longer lukewarm. He's jumped in. And so has Elon Musk. People say, man, Joe Rogan's Alex Jones. It's all over Twitter. In fact, it was trending yesterday. Joe Rogan's the new Alex Jones. Elon Musk's the new Alex Jones. Well, you're all Alex Jones. Just because I saw this and popularized it didn't mean it was something that I created. Didn't mean it was my pipe dream that just so happened to come true or a self-fulfilling prophecy. No, I was reading their own documents. I was reading their own books. I was studying them. But that's why I say this victory that we need to go ahead and accept and thank God for in a thanksgiving is so massive. Last January, I told you the COVID narrative is broken. It's going to fall apart. It'll take time, but they're in trouble. And I'm telling you now, ladies and gentlemen, they're starting wars. They're getting new viruses ready. I'll cover that next segment. They're geared up for hell itself. But if you look at the long-term trajectory of this, they are going down big time. Big time. Now, it's going to be painful for those of us at the tip of the spear, but it's also a great honor and exactly where I want to be. So no matter what happens to me, remember, we are victorious because we chose our fate. We didn't just roll over and be bystanders in the middle of the road. We chose our lane. So I'm going to play some of these clips on world government. Then I'm going to get into the big New World Order world treaty and, oh, they're fear-mongering a new virus that's already out there that kills 90% of humans. It's all coming up. Big broadcast today. Tell folks you know, tune in now. That's how we win.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word, I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful, keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Again, the globalists wanted their world government, their world ID, their social credit score, their carbon tax, their universal basic income to sneak up on people and just be adopted. They didn't want to debate about it. They didn't want to fight about it. They just wanted to do it. But thanks to this family that is InfoWars, and there's a lot of other great organizations and groups as well to get the credit, we now have a real fighting chance. This is historical in the species, history, and our present and our future. And so it's important to recognize what your sacrifices have done. Let me tell you what's coming up today, and then I'll give the number out. We have a huge group of studies and articles about men and women are no longer going to exist because chemicals in the water are making us asexual. I told you this 20 years ago. It's their plan, but here it is. Science needs to stop using terms like male, female, mother, father. Researchers say, New York Post, university-level gender classes teaches that chromosomes don't exist, don't determine sex. Gestational exposure to phthalates and gender-related play behaviors in 8-year-old children, an observational study, turning little boys into girls, turning girls into hyper-girls, which overages them, accelerates it. Wall Street Journal report says you should stop eating to save money. Privacy advocates, activists sound alarm on 15-minute cities that could easily allow for climate lockdowns. That's the embedded plan. And the deep state is now announcing that they want to ban all cars, including electric. Got a big UN study right here. So there's that stack that I'll be covering. Then we have this stack on the pedos. DeSantis reveals shocking porn books being removed from Florida schools. Remember, Christy Lee's child in sixth grade alerted her to this same book where children have sex with each other and with adults. So it's a pedophile book, and it's in the public schools all over the country. And the left calls it anti-LGBTQP. Well, yeah, we're against pedophilia. So we've got that stack of related news that we're going to be getting to that teaches children to get in vans with men that pull up. Boy, that's really good to teach kids. You know, you see these TV shows and they've got educational films that I've shown all four of my children. Three of my children are basically grown up, 20, 18, 15. One of them is 5 and a half. And we're just getting around to showing her the videos of what you do if somebody tries to grab your arm or take you away, what you do. But the Democrats have all these books saying if a man pulls up and says, get in the back of the vehicle with him, get in the back of the vehicle with him, it's going to be wonderful. Or if your adult neighbor wants to go in the tool shed with you, it's going to be very fun what he does. It's going to be a great experience to be molested. This is happening. This isn't some nightmare fever dream. They're doing this. We have the world government stack I'm going to be getting to next. And then we have this stack. Not and. There's many more stacks. But the whole poison shot stack that is particularly thick today because I didn't get to the stack yesterday. So it's 2 days of articles. But this is about 30 articles. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 37 articles. Sorry, I said about 30. See, I'm not exaggerating. 37 each article, more hellish, confirming mass death, sterilization, heart attacks, absolute insanity. Just look at that. Do the whole show on that. Video clips, all the admission scientists, actuaries, insurance companies, just total hell on earth. Or you can just go back to me 20 years ago and telling you all this is coming with exact precision. Maybe I should just do the next 3.5 hours on this. Then we've got the race war stack. Then we've got the carbon tax stack. Then we've got the Russia-Ukraine war stack. Then we've got the inflation stack. Then we've got the crime exploding stack. Then we've got the drag queen pedo stack. Then we've got the J.P. Morgan Jeffrey Epstein stack, which is pedo. And just on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And the election 2024 stack. That's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're dealing with. That's what we're covering. That's what we're breaking down. And so I'm going to do a free-for-all. Hell, you don't listen to me anyways, and I love you. You always say you're calling in on topic, make it about something else. That's fine. So any topic under the sun that you want to talk about, any question, any comment, you, again, disagree, you agree, whatever it is, we will get you on air as long as you got a good, clean phone line and make your points. I'd love to hear from you. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. You notice I'm getting more back to calls in my roots. Guests are great as well. Got some big guests tomorrow. I'm going to come in Saturday, 11 to 1 live. Because I got a family event coming up after that. So I'm not going to do it later in the afternoon like I usually do. And I'm going to have Jay Dyer and his super smart, amazing, and also quite attractive wife, another great creation of God, in here with us on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 2 hours commercial light. We'll have a few breaks with Jay Dyer and more on the New World Order. We're going to cover the waterfront at 11 a.m. Central this Saturday. Then I will return Sunday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, ladies and gentlemen. Let me make a program note here before I go to break and come back and hit the world government news, the poison shot news, and then take your calls and then get back into the other news. Two big items from the Alex Jones and Free Speech Systems Chapter 11, Subchapter 5, bankruptcies, which are reorganization, so we stay on air, not liquidation. We're not shutting down. We filed completely truthfully, to the best of our knowledge, with the federal court. And they had a little question on there, are you holding any property for anybody? And I went, well, no, I'm not. But I asked around to people here at Free Speech, and they said, yes, you are. Sam Montoya and Owen Schroyer were both arrested and charged for being at the Capitol on January 6th, and their lawyers respectively, because we have a gun safes here, said, will you hold their couple guns for you? And we said, sure, we'll hold their guns while they're still, years later, being put to the meat grinder for absolutely nothing. National news, Jones has got January 6th weapons. Yeah, because our reporters did that, and they're here in a building with armed guards in a safe. We're not planning to overthrow the government with their shotguns and handguns. There's another big fake piece of info. I launched AlexJonesLive.com. I've been planning for years to do a subscription service and another thing. And they flipped out and went, oh, my God, he's planning to leave InfoWars, and his bankruptcy is fake, and all this other stuff. When I told them in the show, and I told all of you on the show, it's a new site separate from InfoWars with another company that I don't own or control, and that's all there. So now they want to investigate that. Investigate it all you want. And I also went ahead and launched that thing I've been planning for years to show them I can do any show I want wherever I want. It's not bad if I want to, but I'm not leaving Free Speech Systems. But I got a bunch of offers and a bunch of deals. But the fact that I built a little studio outside this operation and other folks own it is nothing. But it shows how they just are obsessed with us not having communication. Hey, just because the left did that, I've been cutting back on interviews. I get about 100 requests a day. I'm going to do 100 interviews in the next month, okay? You won't shut those down either.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. So here's Joe Rogan. Now saying there's a world government of evil world leaders trying to enslave us. And just like that, he knows all about everything. Because his best buddy, Elon Musk, has now come out against world government. And that's okay. So many people on Twitter are like, look at Joe, he's beating Alex Jones. You ought to support Alex more. You ought to, wow. Hey, our mission is to get everybody else away. And then we've got to be glad when other prominent people fight the globalist. That's, we're not territorializing this. It's wonderful. It's good. Here's Joe Rogan talking about Brian Stelter, who's now the mini-me kind of drink server, cocktail waitress for Klaus Schwab at the World Government Summit.
Heard at the World Economic Forum, right? We heard the...
Brian Stelter was there.
Brian Stelter.
Brian Stelter is now at the World Economic Forum. What can we do about these problems?
He looked very comfortable there, didn't he?
Of course he does. He's with evil lizard people that are trying to control the world. That's his bosses. He knows how to handle that kind of situation. I've been around these evil lizard people.
He looked as happy as maybe he's ever been.
Well, he's probably very excited just to be working again in any way, shape, or form.
That's true.
You know, I mean, he's not a guy that really is supposed to be in front of a camera, right? He's supposed to be a journalist, but he's not even good at that. So what he's doing now is holding water for the evil leaders of the world who want to institute hate speech policies nationwide and, you know, centralized digital currency, and they want everybody to eat bugs, and you will own nothing and be happy. This is the people he's working for now, because he's basically a prostitute, and you know they hired him to go over there and do that, and he's like, what can we do? What can we do better?
Yeah.
What can we do different to get everybody to stand in line?
Yeah.
What can we do?
And for a journalist to sit there, there was that one moment where that woman Vera Yourova, she's an EU official, and she's talking about hate speech laws. And then she touches the knee of somebody sitting next to her and saying, you're going to have that in America soon.
As hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S. I think that.
Yeah, and Brian Stelter is sitting there grinning. Oh, like, that's not offensive to him? Like, a European basically saying, oh, yeah, you're going to have this too soon. Like, even though it's completely antithetical to everything that we believe in this country. Like, you know.
Well, I think when you're working in a corporate news structure, and you could speak to this better than I could, obviously, but I think when you're working in an environment where you have editors and people in your ear, and you have producers, and you have narratives that the company is pushing, and then you have sponsorships that you're beholden to, it's very difficult to form any sort of problematic or controversial independent thought and then try to express it publicly. You're not going to do it. It's just too scary and sketchy. So when you're trying to keep that job, and here's a guy like Brian Stelter who already lost one of the biggest gigs in all of broadcast news. He was on CNN. And then, you know, here he's standing there and they're saying, you're going to have hate speech laws in America too. He's like, okay, everything's running smooth. Everyone's smiling. Like, he's not suitable for that role.
Right.
He doesn't belong there.
Right.
Don't have the stones to carry that conversation in a way that's going to benefit all these people that are listening to it. What you want is someone who's in that position that goes, hold on, what do you think is hate speech? What's hate speech to you, and what's hate speech to me, and who gets to decide?
Yeah, how is that going to be adjudicated? Like,
right.
What's your definition? What's your definition of hate? What's your definition of speech?
Like, exactly.
So they call it mainstream media, but it's really corporate dinosaur media with almost no viewers unless it's like the Super Bowl. So that's why they flood it with propaganda, because it's the last place they have an audience. Joe Rogan is mainstream. Joe Rogan does have the biggest audience in the world, other than like some shows in China and India that are state-run that have like 100 million viewers. But when it comes to independent free media, Joe Rogan has 20 million, 30 million viewers a day per show, easily. He's mainstream. And the mainstream is rejecting the New World Order and their minions. See, that's what victory is. So let's recognize we're the majority, we're the cultural future, we're overturning the powerful elite, we're the avant-garde, we are the rebels, and we're winning. Let's play that clip I mentioned from yesterday of Elon Musk. He knows we're winning, so he's jumping to our side. That's pretty much what's happened. So don't be mad about it, and don't completely trust him. Don't turn your back on him. Don't turn the lights off around him. But at least he's coming to our side because we're winning.
Hey, I know this is called the World Government Summit, but I think we should be maybe a little bit concerned about actually becoming too much of a single world government. If I may say that we want to avoid creating a civilizational risk by having, frankly, this may sound a little odd, too much a cooperation between governments. If you look at, say, at history and the rise and fall of civilizations, that really all throughout history civilizations have risen and fallen, but it hasn't meant the doom of humanity as a whole, because there've been all these separate civilizations that were separated by great distances. And so, say, like, while Rome was falling, Islam was rising, and so you had like...
So what he's saying, what the Founding Fathers said, it's why we have a federal and state government, that's separation, and three branches in the federal and state for a separation of powers, for checks and balances, or firewalls, or bulkheads in a ship. I'm not going to play the whole clip, it's long, but here's the WHO's Tedros about proposed framework for a stronger architecture for global health security, which is a worldwide UN treaty to take over our bodies. Here's some of him hitting the panic button.
With urbanization, habitat destruction, intensive agriculture, and climate change, these risks are converging with unprecedented frequency and intensity. We owe it to those we have lost and those who will come after us to learn the lessons from this pandemic and make the changes that must be made to keep the world safer. WHO has proposed a framework for a stronger architecture for global health security, including stronger governance, stronger financing, stronger systems and tools, and a stronger WHO. The international accord or agreement that countries are now negotiating will provide a much-needed framework for enhancing a shared response to shared threats.
Okay, I can't listen to it anymore. So a total surveillance grid run by the UN over your government. Here's Ian Bremmer, president and founder of the Eurasia Group, claims one of the obstacles to achieving globalization and new order is nationalism. Got to get rid of those nation states and make sure they follow the UN orders.
We see that misalignment playing out, and all of them are challenging globalization. They're all creating some of the crises that we see in our headlines around the world and in this region today. Is that those crises create the seeds of a new order. And that's all of this nationalism, all the protectionism we see around the world. My country's been doing it. Donald Trump said America first. Now, that is not meant to appeal to people outside the U.S. It's globalization adrift. It's globalization constrained. But it's also globalization continuing. And I think that's really critical. A few takeaways from that. The EU will be politically stronger in a more challenging environment, economically and from a security perspective. You will see the EU with stronger energy policy, fiscal policy, health policy, defense policy, and tech policy than at any point since the EU was created. Because of these crises, because of the geopolitical concerns, because of the pandemic, heck, because of Brexit, we see NATO stronger too.
So they create the crises to consolidate power and control for their new order. We're going to go to break. I got more clips. And then we're going to go to your phone calls very, very soon in the next hour. All the folks that are holding. Please remember, nobody's doing a broadcast this hardcore. Nobody's got these amazing listeners and viewers. You. Nobody's got these incredible guests all in one spot. We need your support. This is a national global treasure. Not me, this whole organization. So spread the word about the broadcast. Pray for us because you're part of it. You're at the heart of it. And get products at InfoWarsStore.com. Amazing supplements are our main product line. We're bringing back T-shirts and books and films soon, but we were in a cash bind. Didn't have money to buy those. So we just focused on the key supplements, and we're barely in the black right now, but we're pulling out of where we were. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. Sold out for over 2 years now, back stronger than ever. The best bone broth out there with the chaga mushroom and the turmeric, the bee pollen, and so much more like magnesium. This is a bombshell product. You need it. InfoWarsStore.com. Real Red Pill Plus is over the top. InfoWarsStore.com. The nitric boost is so good for your heart and whole body. Everybody should be on this. The CBD oil is the highest quality for your joints, your bones, your brain, your whole body. It's a super top-of-the-line product for half off what you'll get anywhere else. All at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number two, straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.